gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1336. This is your host, Danny Pena. And on this episode of Gamertag Radio, I just got back from New York City. And the reason why I was there in New York was because Amazon invited me to interview the cast and crew of the new Fallout TV series, which airs on Prime Video April 11th. So you can start streaming it on that day, and I'm very excited to post this interview. I got to sit down with the director, Jonathan Nolan, also the actors, Ella, Aaron, and Kyle, that are part of the main cast of the show, and also the writer, Graham. I spoke to him too, and it was a great conversation. It was a lot of fun. And I can't wait for you guys to listen to it, and please let me know your thoughts. You know, on social, or hit me up on Discord. I will definitely will read this, and I'll read it on the next episode of Gamertag Radio. So, but first of all, thanks to Amazon and also 47 PR for inviting me to go to this press junket. It was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to do more of these in the future. So, but first, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. Also, if you'd like to be part of our family discussion, this is how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so let's go straight to an interview. And everybody, thank you for listening. Enjoy the show. Take care.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, Jonathan. So I know the first time you played Fallout was Fallout 3. Mm-hmm. And that was the got convinced you to work on this project. Yeah. What was it that stood out to you about Fallout?
That was the tone. The tone of it was something I never really experienced before. I didn't know anything about the games other than that they were, you know, that it was well regarded before I sat down with Fallout 3. And I was in one of those places in between projects where I just needed a kind of a brain cleanse. I needed to do something different. Mm-hmm. And I had never, from the beginning of that game, I'd never experienced anything that was dark, emotional, super violent, but also funny, satirical, politically subversive, weird. Mm-hmm. There's something about these games that's common through all the games that is unlike anything that I really experienced before. And so I think that for us was the jumping off point and the biggest challenge in the adaptation.
Yeah, I know the part three was located in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So why Los Angeles for this project?
Well, it felt kind of irresistible. As we started, it was a confluence of talking with Geneva and Graham, writers, co-creators, and showrunners on the series about every game, the setting is such an important part of the game. It's almost a character in and of itself, whether it's DC or Boston or Los Angeles, which is where the first game was set. Mm-hmm. For us, we looked at the story that we wanted to tell, bringing people into this universe. It was irresistible to start, you know, couldn't resist the impulse to start where the games started. And the other, and again, these are satirical games. The idea that here's a bunch of Hollywood people doing an adaptation of a video game, couldn't resist the appeal of setting it in the ruins of Hollywood.
Yeah, but I just like that this has a different story than the game.
Yeah.
So even for the fans of the game, I think they will get into it too, the series, also for newcomers too.
Yeah, that was my thing as well. As a fan of the games, on the one hand, you want to see what you've experienced, but on the other hand, you also want to, I get excited about seeing something new.
And how was it pitching it to Todd Howard?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. This really started from the beginning of Todd and I kind of pitching each other on the idea of making this work. He'd long wanted to sit down. He long wanted to sit down with me. And I had, I had been a huge fan of his work. Mm-hmm. And so really right from that beginning, you know, when you just hit it off with someone, you kind of have that rapport immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, we had one lunch and knew from that lunch that we were going to go off and make a series together.
So let's say this happens for you, Fallout, right? Do you see yourself as a vault dweller or a surface dweller?
Oh, I'm definitely a surface dweller. I mean, I'm soft like a vault dweller. I have soft hands, right? Like, I don't know that I would last very long up on the, up in the wasteland, but I think that's where my heart is. I get a little claustrophobic.
That's just being stuck inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you see yourself, still same location, Los Angeles, or you want to go somewhere else?
Oh, good question. Good question. Well, I like LA a lot. I've been there for a very long time. But I think one of the appeals of the games is that you get that itch to travel and that endless landscape. You want to see what's over the next horizon.
Yeah. Now, if you have another opportunity to do another location, series, do you see yourself still doing it in Los Angeles, maybe Las Vegas?
Oh, that's a good
Boston,
question.
You know?
I don't think I can answer that without getting in trouble. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, all right? But Jonathan, thanks a lot, man. It's been an honor, man.
My pleasure. Great job.
So tell us a little bit about your characters in the TV series, Fallout.
Well, I play Maximus. Maximus is born and raised in the wasteland. Mm-hmm. He's found himself to be part of the Brotherhood of Steel. As a faction. Mm-hmm. And that's where we start with our character. I think it's a journey that will go on with him of how he develops his own sort of, I think, grasp of where he wants to take his life. But Ella plays a vault dweller.
No, go ahead. Explain it, please.
So Ella plays a vault dweller.
I play Lucy, who is a vault dweller.
Okay.
Meaning she has spent her entire life born and raised underground in a vault. Mm-hmm. She comes from a long line of people who originally went underground to hide from the bombs that fell. And so she comes from a place of privilege, but also a meritocracy that believes in the golden rule and doing the right thing. She's got a lot of morals and values.
So let's say this happens for real. Do you prefer to be a vault dweller or a surface dweller?
I mean...
And why?
Can I take the easy route and say vault dweller? I mean,
that's the question, right? Like, knowing what you know now, mm-hmm. I wouldn't choose to be a vault dweller in the moment with what you're told, how Vault Tech is pitched. Everyone would choose to be a vault dweller if given the opportunity.
Danny as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. If I have everything inside, I think I'll stay inside. Yeah. I'll stay as a vault dweller. Yeah. Now, location-wise, I say you do go outside. Do you still want to stay in Los Angeles? You want to go somewhere else?
Ooh, I'd want to go somewhere where the weather's nice.
Hawaii. Ella wants to go to Hawaii.
You know, Hawaii is not that bad. I'll try Hawaii. Yeah.
Would you go to Hawaii?
Maybe. At that point, Hawaii would be bigger.
That's true.
A little larger landmass, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, no further comment.
Now, if it wasn't for Fallout, where do you think your character will be instead of, let's say it doesn't exist, Fallout, but your character will be somewhere else doing something?
Out in the world, where's Lucy?
Oh, I don't know, in a cult somewhere. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're doing some good charity work, you know?
Yeah.
She's doing charity work somewhere.
Now, what was it that stood out to you about this project that you were like, man, I gotta be part of this? What was it?
You know what? Something so funny to me, something so strange and new and funny, because I didn't know the games before approaching these scripts. So I thought, what in the world could have a tone like this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's Fallout, you know? It's that sense of how to make something bleak and tragic, but also funny, you know, and at the same time, really exciting. You know, it's an adventure. It's a real, real fun time on set because of that.
And what about you, Ella?
Honestly, it's the same thing. It's the tone, the balancing, the absurdist, satirical humor, the dark comedy. It's a really hard thing to do. And I think Geneva and Graham, the whole team, did such a fantastic job of capturing the tone of the games. It's still heartfelt. You can't have one without the other, you know?
Yeah. And why fans should definitely watch this once it comes out?
You've never seen a show like this before.
It is very different.
Say that. It is unique.
Yeah, very unique.
It is unique.
Yeah. And I can't wait to watch the rest of the series, man. So congratulations and great job.
Thank you, Dave.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your character in the series.
Oh, Danny. So I'm in Fallout, of course.
Yeah.
So I play Hank. Hank is an overseer. He's the overseer of Vault 33. An overseer is basically kind of the governor, if you will, of the vault. And I'm in charge of keeping my flock, because there is almost a religious feel to it, on the right foot, going the right direction, positive, working for the future, very upbeat and really optimistic group of people.
And what was it that stood out to you about being part of this project? You're like, all right, was it the game? Was it just the story?
I thought putting this story that we've created, or that Jonah has created, the writers have created, in the very immersive world of Fallout, this very complicated, complex, interesting world of Fallout, was really smart, because they've already created an environment and a reality and a dynamic in this place, and a compelling story on top of that, which is what we have, I think lends itself really, really well to that.
Yeah, and how was it working with Ella and Aaron and the rest of the crew?
So great. Yeah. So great. Yeah, Ella, just a delight, is my daughter. Lucy, she is very special, very easy to play her dad in this situation. So that was great. Aaron, absolutely wonderful actor. My first time working with him, didn't know about him before. He's done a terrific job as one of the members of the Brotherhood of Steel. Each of these characters are complicated. They're complex people, have a lot of different things going on and a lot of secrets. So
let's say this happens for real, Fallout. Do you see yourself as a vault dweller or a surface dweller?
Oh boy, I'm claustrophobic. I'd have to be on the surface somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you see yourself staying at the same location, Los Angeles? Or you want to go somewhere else, like, you know, somewhere that you probably used to the weather, better food? You
know? I don't know. I mean, I live in L.A. That's pretty easy right there. I think I just stay in L.A.
Stay in L.A.
Be near the beach. I could surf a little bit if necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, you can grow anything in California. I'd probably stay in L.A.
Yeah. So let's say there was no Fallout. Do you see your character doing the same exact thing or doing something different?
Oh, interesting. I think Hank would be a leader, regardless of where he was. He is probably be in a business, a company somewhere, but he'd be in charge of a lot of people and would hopefully be able to influence them by his positivity.
Yeah. Do you see your character very strict with Lucy?
Or he's pretty strict. Yeah, he's a pretty strict dad, I think. Mm-hmm. But he's fair. I think he's fair. And I don't think he's a real big disciplinarian, but I think he's pretty strict. But I would say he's probably very logical about what he wants and what he expects. In other words, he would have a rationale and a reason and an explanation for why he would say you do this and maybe not do this. So almost leading by example, which is sort of what Hank does. Yeah.
And have you met the team that worked on the original Fallout at all? Or?
No. We mostly just were just with the writers and the creators that we had in the series.
Like based on the stuff that I've seen, the set looks amazing. It looks amazing. So how was it seeing that for the first time?
It was overwhelming.
Yeah.
As you can imagine. Yeah. Walking onto that set for the first time and not really knowing what to expect, seeing all the cornfields all planted, seeing the giant tunnels that we use, the vault, the vault door. I mean, it was really impressive.
Very impressive. Yeah. But where was it you guys filmed the series?
We filmed mostly in New York. So we were here in New York at Steiner Studios out in the Naval Yard. But there were also other locations that they chose.
So my first question is, why it stood out to you to work on this project, Fallout? Have you played the Fallout series in the past?
1997, I was living in Edmonton, Alberta, like a few blocks from where they were making the first Baldur's Gate game. I've been playing Bethesda games since Arena. I think it was the first one for me. It was the first Fallout in 97. Yeah, but I'd played Daggerfall. Someone told me it was like Daggerfall. The Daggerfall guys made a game that's sort of like XCOM, which does not encapsulated in my mind.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, all right, let's play this game. And me and my roommates all gathered around the computer and screamed our heads.
And what stood out to you about the game? They were like, man, I want to like be part of this project. And also the location is also in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
I know previous games has been like different locations, but why Los Angeles?
Well, it was the first game. We found a beautiful location in Elizabeth Bay had a great stand-in for the Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm.
And also just felt like we could go back to the beginning of the games and tell a story of like what's happened since. And in our view, a lot can happen. You know, like the idea of endings, TV and endings don't really go together very well. The idea that some resolution occurred in Fallout 1 and it's been placid and the same every time since then is like, no way. A bunch of crazy stuff has happened since then. We hope that people like it.
Yeah. Now, it's always been, you always wanted to write a new story for the series, or you wanted to be very related to like the past games?
We wanted to a new story set in the world of the past games, that we wanted to kind of honor the 25 years of creative work that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is to do our own work on top of that, and like this crazy Jenga tower, who are hopefully contributing to building.
Yeah. Now, let's say this happens for real, Fallout, right? Do you see yourself as a vault dweller or a surface dweller?
I see myself as a bag of bones, this being chucked in the sewer. I'm not a person who pines for the apocalypse, but I feel like it's a fun space for imagination. But in reality, those of us who, we all have a mental picture of how it'll play out for us, and it won't. It'll be bad.
Now, the same location, Los Angeles, or you want to go somewhere different?
For the real apocalypse?
Like a real apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Real
Vancouver Islands. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the food? Is it the location?
No. I visited there in the second grade, and I was like, this would be a good place to hold up.
Yeah. And now, work on this project. How was it working with Bethesda, especially Todd Howard?
Oh, great. They're such a busy group of people. They're putting out Starfield all the time. I mean, what's going on? How are you guys doing? We're like, we got it. And it was totally great. Super helpful. Bethesda friends from Bethesda on set for every day, you felt like you weren't going to screw things up, versus being told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was completely supportive and collaborative dynamic.
Yeah. And also getting a new audience too. Like, yeah. I'm saying like a new audience because the reason, you know, some people I see, oh, it's a video game show. They need to know about the game and it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Gamers and non-gamers.
I mean, my best viewing experience was watching the Jurassic Park movie and then being like, there's a book. And then I went and read the book and I was like, there's even more.
Okay.
You know, it was very, you know.
And now you're into the lore and everything.
Yeah. 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 So I think that.
Yeah.
If you like this, there's more where that came from. There's a whole lot more. There's 25 years of games.
Yeah. Can't wait to watch the whole series, man. But great job to you and
the
team.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.